You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. News today that Verizon is selling Yahoo and AOL to the private equity firm Apollo Global Management for $5 billion in cash and stocks. That's about $4 billion less than Verizon paid for those two companies not all that long ago, back when it was pivoting to digital media and advertising. But what does a private equity firm want with two 90s-era internet brands? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Apollo Global Management is a private equity firm, and private equity firms like a bargain.
Private equity always likes to come in when the current owners are despaired.
That's Roger Entner at the consulting firm Recon Analytics. Verizon paid a lot for Yahoo and AOL. It hoped that together the two companies could compete against Google's ad business.
Well, that was not the case.
Private equity firms like Apollo make money by flipping companies, buying them, and then reselling them at a markup. The question is, how is Apollo going to make Yahoo and AOL more valuable?
I don't know what Apollo can do that Verizon could not do.
Apollo, which didn't respond to a request for comment, could sell the companies piece by piece. That's something Verizon was already doing. Ted Chamberlain is an analyst at Gartner.
Tumblr was sold off. The Huffington Post was sold off. You know, so there's definitely value in the parts there, but it is, you know, fractions of pennies of the dollar.
So that might not be the best strategy off the bat. Chamberlain says he expects Apollo to look for some crossover with the media companies it already owns, maybe create some licensing and content partnerships. Rita McGrath teaches strategy at Columbia Business School.
Apollo may just have enough cash burning a hole in its pocket that it's taking a chance. So I'll invest today with the hope that it creates a position for me sometime in the future.
She says private equity firms are sitting on a lot of money right now, and they're looking for companies to buy. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.